Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation. May we always dwell on this land with respect and peace. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this holy night, when our Lord Jesus Christ passed from death to life, the Church invites her children throughout the world to come together in vigil and prayer. This is the Passover of the Lord. We remember his death and resurrection by hearing his word and celebrating his mysteries, confident that we shall share his victory over death and live with him forever in God. Let us pray. Redeeming God, source of life and light, you made this holy night to shine with the brightness of your one true light. Bless this new fire. Set us aflame with the fire of your love, and bring us to the radiance of your heavenly glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Rejoice, heavenly powers, sing choirs of angels.
On the Christian way, let us now listen to the story of how God saved the people of Israel by mighty acts in their history, and in the fullness of time, came among us in Christ Jesus as our Redeemer.
A reading from Paul to the Romans. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So, you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
According to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they came to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning to the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord.
May I speak to you in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. These words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. So it began. By the end of that day, time is strange, you know. By the end of that day, two other disciples had walked with Jesus along the road to Emmaus, and they didn't know it was Jesus, but it was. They sensed that it was when he broke the bread with them. Now, I say time is strange because that was that very same day in our way of progressing through the story in church. We'll get to that reading on the third Sunday of Easter. And so we extend and we condense, and time does funny things. And it does for each of us too. We're each on our own journey and on time for how it goes from being an idle tale to being something much deeper. I wanted to find a phrase that would capture resurrection and also baptism, because the Easter Vigil is the customary time where we would rejoice in a baptism. So I have this phrase. I'm trying out this phrase. We're looking for the thing under the thing. So I want to do this phrase because I hope it will be memorable, and because the definition of a sacrament is way harder to remember. This is the definition of a sacrament: an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace given by Christ as sure and certain means by which we receive that grace. So we had our baptism preparation conversations with Marwa, And I gave this definition, and honestly, I had to look it up myself to get it right, because the words, they didn't lend themselves easily to being just remembered off the top of my head. So I'm trying out the thing under the thing. For the Eucharist, which we will soon share, the thing under the thing, well, the thing we're going to do is bread and wine. But underneath that, it's that the risen Christ comes to us. It's that the whole process of being a community and hearing scriptures and feeling like we've come into a different time makes it that we are communing with God. We call it communion, but communing is we are deeply connecting with God. It's not just the outward bread and the wine. We are deeply connecting with God. So the thing is the bread and the wine, and the thing under the thing is how deeply connected we are. And we do that with each other. Now, this phrase I'm trying out, it doesn't necessarily work for everything. You see, a sacrament is an outward and visible sign of God's grace. We can say, all right, that's from God. But the thing under the thing, well, you know, we could apply that to the Canadian election. The Canadian election where record numbers of people are going in advance to the polls. Because, well, the world has changed, and we wonder, do they really mean it about annexation? And what on earth do they mean about tariffs? What is the thing under the thing here? What is the underlying agenda? Is there a cunning master plan that is yet to be revealed? Or is it just the emperor's new clothes of someone with an ego that needs to be satisfied? We're wondering what the thing under the thing is in how our world is shaped right now. But I want to use it in the best way possible by talking about Marwa being baptized. Maybe you've seen the pictures in our newsletter. You just heard Marwa read beautifully in French. Marwa is on a journey, and the time it takes is the time it takes. You'll hear a little more from Marwa herself about what that journey has meant for her. But as for the thing under the thing, well, the thing is water. Marwa's going to get wet. Actually, we have a cedar branch. You're all going to get wet. But the thing under the thing is that Marwa is choosing a new way of life. It's a way of life that maybe you chose for yourself long ago. Or maybe you're still in the process of deciding whether you're choosing it. It's about satisfying a longing to belong and to experience Jesus as really for all of us. Jesus is for Marwa tonight, and she's claiming that. What about resurrection? Can I use the thing under the thing to talk about resurrection? So we have this empty tomb, and they think it's an idle tale, and we don't get to the end of the story where they're convinced that, you know, Jesus really is alive again. And we're each on our own timeline of making that our own conviction. We'll hear the stories over the Easter season, and that's maybe your journey of thinking through again, is the new life Jesus promises also for you? We're each on our own timeline. I hope that we can each say that God is here for me and us. We're going to share, we are sharing, in an experience of communing with God and each other. Because Jesus is risen for us. Amen.
To Jesus, who found me, saved me, and loved me exactly as I am. With this baptism, I surrender my old life and embrace the new. I vow to follow the Christ with all that I am, not perfectly, but faithfully. I promise to walk in his light, to grow in his love, and to live with compassion, courage, and truth. I am no longer a visitor in this faith. I am part of the body of Christ. I am his and he's mine.
Marwa, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Marwa, I sign you with the cross to mark you as Christ's own forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon Marwa, your servant, the forgiveness of sin, and have raised her to the new life of grace. Sustain her, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Give her an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere,
a spirit to know you and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works.
Amen.
Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness to light.
Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Let us all come and be baptized.
We receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood.
Salvation in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. As our Savior taught us, let us pray.
To God. whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Que la paix de Dieu, qui surpasse toute intelligence, garde vos cœurs et vos esprits dans la connaissance et l'amour de Dieu et de son Fils Jésus-Christ, notre Seigneur. Et la bénédiction du Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, Fils et Esprit Saint, descende sur vous, demeure parmi vous et avec toutes ceux et tous ceux, celles, non, toutes celles et tous ceux que vous aimez, où qu'ils soient, aujourd'hui et à jamais. Amen.
Serve the Lord. Alleluia.